Proverbs chapter 6. My son, if you have put up collateral for a neighbor's debt, if you have shaken hands in pledge for a stranger, if you are snared by what you have said, caught by the words of your mouth, do this now, my son, and save yourself, since you have fallen under obligation to your neighbor. Go, humble yourself, and plead with your neighbor. Do not give sleep to your eyes or slumber to your eyelids. Save yourself like a gazelle from the hand of a hunter, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no chief, governor, or ruler, yet it prepares its provisions in the summer and gathers its food in the harvest. How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you wake up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will assail you like a robber, and scarcity will attack you like an armed bandit. A worthless person, a wicked man, walks around with a crooked mouth. He winks with his eyes and signals with his feet, and makes signs with his fingers, whose perverted heart plots evil continually, who constantly sows discord. Therefore, disaster will destroy him suddenly. He will be broken in an instant beyond repair. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that plots wicked plans, feet that run to do evil, a false witness who propagates lies, and he who sows discord among brothers. My son, keep your father's commandment, and do not forsake your mother's instruction. Bind them always upon your heart, fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you wake up, they will talk to you. For the command is a lamp, and the instruction is a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way to life, to keep you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, or let her seduce you with her eyelashes, for a prostitute reduces you to a piece of bread, and the adulteress preys upon your precious life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap, and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk upon hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? So is he who sleeps with his neighbor's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving. Yet if he is caught, he must repay seven times what he stole, even if it costs him all the goods of his house. He who commits adultery lacks sense. He destroys his own soul. He will get wounds and dishonor, and his disgrace will never be erased. For jealousy sparks a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation or be satisfied with a bribe of any size.